for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSEP.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, farmer and rancher delegates from Oklahoma and 49 other states are in Puerto Rico for the annual Farm Bureau's 105th convention, talking about policies and what they're going to be working on in 2024. Our own Ron Hayes talked with the Vice President of Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Steve Thompson, about the highlights of the body of work from Oklahoma's perspective.
I think one of the things that the Oklahoma delegates spent some prep time on with the staff, and we engaged a lot with our counterparts to make sure that we were successful, is it's really a reaffirmation of some issues we've been working on for a while that oppose some specific EPA rules and regulations, and both how they were formulated and how they're being implemented from the countless new water rules that we've been fighting over, to really in specific having to do with the pesticide rules that the EPA has put in place because of the Endangered Species Act. And the frustration with EPA and how they have implemented things that we think are bad for the real world, and making sure that the firm policy in the AFPF book represented the right parts of the right issues, so that when we go to Washington, D.C., and the AFPF staff who's there basically every day, how they have the bottom line that they can really talk about and emphasize, and it helps with some of the PR efforts to try to put these priorities out there so that members in Congress can see where Farm Bureau stands. So a lot of the things and a lot of the frustration with the current administration were where we focused at a lot from an Oklahoma perspective.
Oklahoma lawmakers also getting ready for that special session coming up on January the 29th.
The majority of the lunch break today on the phone with members of the state legislature talking about the income tax issues that they're getting ready to talk about in a special session on Monday. And I think that while I don't expect any progress to be achieved during the special session, I think that's going to set the tone for the regular session, and that will be the biggest elephant in the room is what does the legislature do as far as income tax cuts. And we're very concerned about how far that might go and the pressure that it might put on not only the services that we need as a state to function, and our great friends at the Department of Ag and a few others, and OSU and Extension and on that we worked so hard to get funding for rural fire and transportation, roads and bridges. It just, the list goes on and on. But more than anything is those needs don't go away. But if we lose such a big revenue source as what the income tax is for Oklahoma right now, will we end up having to point the finger at property taxes and our members who are landowners? But that's we make up a lot of those, that the pressure to raise their property taxes is going to increase, and we may put ourselves in a real bad spot.
To hear the complete conversation between Hayes and Thompson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.